it's actually starting to look a bit more optimistic than we thought. We had some information that two hostages had been shot. It now sounds as if one was. I know that sounds grim, but it's better than two. We've got 25 people in hostages in the hospital. It's not known how many of them are police and hostages, but one of them is a terrorist. But the three other terrorists were, in fact, shot dead by Special Air Service units. These are an elite which was formed during the war, especially to get under the needle of Adolf Hitler. Their sole aim is to cause the enemy as much discomfort as possible. Their motto is, who dares win? Well, it sounds as if they won. They shot three terrorists dead. They grabbed one other alive. They grabbed another one after having shot him. He's now in hospital. It's not known how seriously injured he is. It does, in fact, sound that apart from the one man who was shot dead, the hostage who was shot dead at about 7 o'clock our time, that's about 3 hours ago, it does sound as if the other hostages are safe and okay. We have got, in fact, some information which says that the decision to take to send in the Special Air Service, which is this elite army unit, was taken because the British decided that they could no longer take the fact that these terrorists had, in fact, been holding the embassy for 6 days. The last straw came, apparently, when they shot one hostage. Several shots were heard just before 7 o'clock, and a few moments later, the body of one man was thrown out the window. That was just enough for the police. So they shot the way in with special stun grenades. Four bombs then ripped through the building. It's not known quite how many of those were set off by the SAS as they went in, and quite how many of them were set off by the terrorists because they realized that the game was just about up. But as it happens, the SAS has done a damn good job here. They, in fact, are now getting special congratulations from the authorities here. At about 6:30, that's just over 4 hours ago, apparently a letter was sent in to the terrorists by the police commissioner here, Sir David McNee. He said that they still wanted a peaceful solution. Obviously, the authorities had the embassy in fashionable Knightsbridge and Kensington very, very well bugged. They realized that the situation was deteriorating, that it wasn't, in fact, going to go the way that they wanted. It wasn't going to happen by way of a peaceful solution. There have been very, very long, tortured series of discussions. They could see that the situation was going to go to hell, so they decided to go in rather than risk the lives of all the hostages. They seem to have done a very, very good job on it here.
The siege of the Iranian embassy in London has ended amid explosions and gunfire, authorities saying they are trying to determine the number of casualties now. CBS News will have details at 2 o'clock, and we'll be back at 2:06 with more from KNX News Central. Barry Rhodes standing by to give you full details. Telephone calls into Tehran and various other locations, and we'll have full details on the story.
CBS News. The six-day siege of the Iranian embassy in London came to an explosive climax this afternoon when British police and commandos stormed the embassy, rescuing 19 hostages. I'm Douglas Edwards, reporting on the CBS radio network, and in London, Susan Peterson has details.
Scotland Yard says it decided to storm the besieged Iranian embassy after two hostages were killed and terrorists threatened to kill one every half hour until their demands were met. London Police Commissioner David McNee said there was no alternative but to have his forces and members of Britain's crack Special Air Services commando unit attack the building. During the attack, several explosions ripped through the building, followed by bursts of gunfire from the front and back. The action was over in about half an hour. 19 hostages were able to get out safe and unharmed, including a British policeman who had been held inside. Three gunmen were killed, one arrested, and a fifth wounded and taken to hospital. Later, British Home Secretary William Whitelaw talked with reporters.
What we can say and will say is that the operation, and I would have thought the people of this country and many in the world will think so, was an outstanding success, and it showed that we in Britain are not prepared to tolerate terrorism in our capital city. And that is something which has to be learned by everybody.
Firemen are still trying to put out a fire which had engulfed the embassy. Susan Peterson, CBS News. London.
And British Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington is in Washington, where he's been conferring with President Carter. Lord Carrington, obviously being kept fully informed, had this comment about what happened at the Iranian embassy in London.
I think that on the whole, this is a satisfactory end to a satisfactory end. It's a better end than might have happened in many cases, and I hope it will be a deterrent to those who are prepared to use this kind of action, which stops all civilized diplomatic communication between countries of the world.
In Tehran, President Bani Sadr says the violent end of the London embassy hostage story was a victory for Iran. He said on state radio, "The brave resistance of your children in the Iranian embassy in London has borne its sweet fruit." The gunmen at the Iranian embassy said they were Arabs from Iran who wanted the government to free 91 Arab political prisoners. The Carter administration says it does not expect the death of President Tito to bring a change in Yugoslavia's policy of non-alignment. Spokesman Hadding Carter also says the administration believes that Yugoslavia is strong enough to deal with whatever problems might arise from Tito's death. In a message of condolence to Yugoslav leaders, the Soviet Union says it will keep hands off Yugoslavia and expresses a desire for friendly relations. President Carter says the chances are not good for averting a cutoff in federal aid this month to 21 million food stamp recipients. Mr. Carter told an audience from the League of Women Voters, "We've got a battle on our hands to persuade Congress to continue funding programs for the needy." The president said a food stamp cutoff would create a horrendous problem.